منه تنفذ. فإن لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكان الله غنيا حميدا. ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا. إن يشأ يذهبكم أيها الناس ويأت بآخرين وكان الله على ذلك قديرا. This ayat which are under discussion is the conclusion of the subject matter of various subjects, matrimonial affairs with regard to the Jews and the Christians, etc., all those matters. And here Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has in the previous ayat told us that taqwa, that is to observe the laws of Allah, to love and life according to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, has been enforced not only on you but on the nations of before also. And in there is only goodness for you. A very interesting point here, which the Mufassirin have pointed out, that وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتُ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah has mentioned it three times here, and each time for a different purpose. The first is that everything belongs in the heavens and the earth to Allah Ta'ala. That is Allah Ta'ala's jood, generosity, karam, kindness, His great mercy is manifest and is bountiful everywhere. Anyone and everyone can take of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Allah has kept it free and open. It is only we have to be eligible. The second time Allah mentioned it, it is for the very same purpose, that those who want to take from the treasures of Allah, from the great mercies of Allah, which Allah has spread out and kept everywhere, it is up to every individual. And every individual can benefit from it tremendously. The third time Allah has mentioned it, that if you don't wait that for him, if you don't take advantage of Allah's mercy, and you don't obey the commandments of Allah, you don't live your life according to the commandments of Allah, you are doing it totally to your own detriment. You are going to suffer. Allah does not need the ibadat of any person whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala does, if the whole world becomes pious and righteous, it does not benefit Allah Ta'ala at all. And if the whole world obeys Allah Ta'ala, it doesn't increase in Allah's honor and greatness in anybody. It is all for ourselves. So Allah Ta'ala says that إِنْ يَشَاءُ يُذْهِبْكُمْ أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ وَيَأْتِ بِآخَرِينَ. اگر چاہے تو تم کو دور کر دے یہ لوگوں اور لے آوے اور لوگوں کو. If you don't take advantage of these great mercies of Allah and you don't obey Him, you don't observe taqwa, then Allah Ta'ala can destroy all of you and He can bring others. This is also the mercy of Allah that He is still keeping us. As is mentioned, that when a person commits a guna, then five great favors of Allah upon that person. When a person commits guna, is in the disobedience of Allah, but still five great favors of Allah are upon that person. The one is, Allah does not cut off his rosy. Allah, though he is disobeying Allah, Allah is seeing in front of me, he is disobeying me, but Allah does not cut off his rosy. The second is that Allah Ta'ala doesn't put any hardships in his life. That is, that immediately gives him a heart attack, gives him a stroke or something. Though he is committing guna, he is in the middle of guna, Allah is watching him. Allah has the power to punish him also, but Allah does not punish him immediately. Thirdly, Allah's great favor on that person, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala covers up his fault. Allah does not expose it. Each one of us can think what gunas we have committed in our lives, but Allah did not expose us. Allah Ta'ala kept it a secret. This is a different thing if we went and speak about it, but Allah Ta'ala kept it a secret. Fourthly, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala still shows His favors on that person in every aspect. And fifthly, Allah gives him chance to make tawbah. He still got chance to make Tawbah. So Kripalu, so how kind and how merciful is not Allah Ta'ala, that even on this sinner, Allah Ta'ala's favors are upon him. That does not mean we take wrong advantage of it. It means we see the benevolence, the kindness, the mercy of Allah, and immediately we make Tawbah and we choose Taqwa and we obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is that kind being that has bestowed all his favors upon us. And a person, man kani yuridu thawab al-dunya, innallahi thawab al-dunya wal-akhirah. Jo koi chahta hai thawab dunya ka, so Allah ki yaha hai thawab dunya ka aur akhirat ka. And whoever wants the thawab of this dunya, then know well by Allah is all the goodness of this dunya and the akhirah. A person can make niyat for goodness, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا. That is the general rule, that goodness, kindness, mercy of Allah, we beg for it in this world also and the year after as well. However, the people of the higher level, they only beg for the akhirah. For that is the real life. This world is very temporary, very inferior. They don't pay any attention to this world. But we as the ordinary people, we are permitted, and there is nothing wrong that we ask for the goodness of this dunya also and the goodness of the akhirah. But the higher level is that a person only concentrates on the akhirah. And in fact, when a person only concentrates on the akhirah, Allah Ta'ala sees to all his needs of dunya. It comes in a hadith, man jala humu hamma wahidan hamma al-ma'ad. A person who makes all his worries one worry, the worry of the akhirah, kafahu allahu hamma dunyahu. Allah sees to all his needs in this dunya. We don't have to worry about it. Allah will see to all those needs. And a person who worries about this dunya and does not worry about akhirah, which unfortunately is the condition of most of us, we are worried of our dunya life. We hardly think about what's going to, about the qabr, about akhirah. Days and weeks and months and years pass, but we don't think of the akhirah. And a person whose condition is like that, who's only worried of this dunya, Allah says that I don't care where he goes and gets destroyed. I have got no regard and no time for such a person. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity that we prepare for our ghibbat al-taqwa, observe the commandments of Allah, and for our own benefit, for our own good, that we be obedient to Allah Ta'ala, and then we will get everything by Allah in the world of dunya wal-akhirah. So Allah ki yaha hai thawab dunya ka aur akhirat ka. So by Allah and only by Allah is all the goodness and rewards of this dunya and akhirah. Wa kana Allahu sami'an basira. Or sab kuch sunta dekhta hai. And Allah hears everything, sees everything. Everything is in the domain of Allah and in the direct control of Allah Ta'ala. Which our duty is only to turn to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us this tawfiq to observe His commandments, not to follow our nafs and desires, not to make ourselves happy only for this dunya and we forget about the akhirah, not to worry about what people will say and what is the flow of the people, and that we don't go with the flow of the people, but we go by the commandments of Allah. May Allah give us all profit, and may Allah be pleased with us.